You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a minute. Back into some Falcons conversation coming out of a fun couple days at training camp on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be back out there at Flowery Branch tomorrow. And our post-practice guest will be Matthew Bergeron.
Yeah, man.
One of the members of the offensive line, Matthew Bergeron, going to join us on the show tomorrow. So looking forward to that. We'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40.
Cordero Patterson might be one of the funniest dudes ever, man. He's just a funny dude because he's just honest. I lost the tweet, but he was just released by the Steelers. Mm-hmm. And he just basically said, I got fired on my day off because there is finally their day off today up there mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, he's no longer on the team. Which is the funniest thing because he reports his own news. Cordell did not give a damn about nothing when it came to Twitter. When he was here.
No, he reported his own signing.
Yeah, reported his own signing, everything.
He would like comment on videos that people had when like he didn't get involved in the offense.
Yes.
You know, he was not afraid to get onto the internet and have conversations. Also, awesome player.
Yes.
Just a really, really good football player. Yes, is that man. It, you think? Somebody sign him? Take a shot?
Oh man, that's a great question. I think he might get a shot. I think he may.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, special teams.
Returner or something like that. So, yeah, I think that might be a possibility that he's back.
Kind of cool, and I know it wasn't like the greatest season ever, and I think it was, you know, part of because of the Falcons' offensive personnel. Kind of cool he got to have that 1 year here. It was like, oh, this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you give him the ball a bunch of different ways, he can do a bunch of different stuff. He's not just a return specialist.
But it wore him down.
Oh, it did. Yeah, it definitely did. But fun to see. It was like, 10 weeks of like, dang, this guy's really good.
Yeah.
And then ran hard. Now he's hurt.
Ran hard, everything yeah. like that.
That was pretty fun.
Breaking news, Pittsburgh Steelers release old washed-up Cordero Patterson on his day off.
That's what he wrote.
Yes. That's what he wrote. Right
that's
there.
Funny. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. A story we've been talking about throughout the summer has ended in one way. The Bengals and first-round pick Shamar Stewart finally agreed to a fully guaranteed four-year deal. So he got what he wanted. He said it was time to stop arguing and start playing. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad they figured it out.
The only thing about it, he did agree to the language that they wanted, but he got extra $500,000 paid up front. So it's going to be interesting what happens next year.
Right.
Because he signed it, so other teams are probably going to try to do it. I don't know how if they'll do the money and all that stuff to – But, he's in there. He's in camp. I mean, he missed all offseason
yep.
because, you know, they didn't sign him after the draft. And, obviously, he showed up and left from mini camp and things like that. So, hopefully, he's in there. And now they can turn all their attention to see if they can get Trey Hendrickson in there.
This has to be the latest a first-round draft pick is signed in the slotted era, right?
I would think so, Bunk. I mean, I know that Roquan had some issues when he was first drafted.
Right, I remember that.
You remember that one. And now,
but I don't remember it taking until camp.
No. No, yeah.
Maybe it did.
I think it did.
Yeah, I do remember Roquan. Yeah. And then there was like a couple years in a row because Roquan was picked eighth,
yes.
right? There was something about that eighth pick.
Yeah, you remember that?
And the language of the eighth pick's contract. So there was a couple years in a row that happened. And then was Shamar, was he? No, he wasn't eighth.
No.
Anyway, glad he's in there, man. Like, you know, what a headache leading into a year. It's just always the Bengals that have him. Here's a weird story. Like, I thought this was one of those ones that we all just kind of, everybody understood, but I guess not. At least 100 players face a penalty, fines, possibly suspension, over reselling their Super Bowl tickets above face value.
Is there a statute?
For people that don't know, every active NFL player gets access to two Super Bowl tickets, right?
Yes.
And the understanding that I had was you get them, and then you sell them for more.
Yep.
That's and everyone was cool with it forever.
That's why I said there's statute on this. You know what I mean? Like, because I did it. But I mean, but I did it before. I did it before I got my blessing and everything like that. You know, it was more or less, you know, get you an extra 10 grand going to your offseason.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
you buy them for 150. I mean, 1500.
Okay.
And you sell them for five.
That's a nice little come up.
But it was so crazy because we were doing it and then they started changing it where you could still buy them, but you had to actually go to the city and pick up your ticket. So you had to fly to the city, get the tickets in your hand, and then give them to the person you sold them to. But yeah, I'm glad there ain't no statute on that.
Well, 100 players. I don't think that includes you.
No. All right, making sure. I want nobody coming for me because it's one thing to do it, but you got remember, like, you got to pay taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people don't know that.
Yeah.
I did.
Of course you did.
I did.
Of course you did.
But no. I mean, it's funny that they're doing it, that they're trying to crack down on it, whatever.
What a waste of time.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, what a dumb waste of time. Yeah, like, people are going to – they've always done – anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Here's Pete Carroll, the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, excited about his team and the expectations that he's got for them.
We have extremely high expectations. You know, I mean, I don't even know any other way to think. And I don't care what year it is or what team it is. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, this is either going for it or you're not. And that's we're going for it. And however that, whatever that means at the end of it, we'll find out. But in the meantime, there is no standard that we can set high enough that we can't challenge for. And so we're going for it, like I said. And these guys are on board. They get it. Yeah, I was taught a long time ago that you either have a philosophy or you don't.
Yeah, and his philosophy is to try to win every single season.
Yes.
And if you look at the track record that he's had as a head coach,
he usually does.
He's done that.
Yes.
He also has, and this is only once, but when he took over the Seahawks, they flipped that thing quick and got it going pretty quick. Dude, now, it took a couple off seasons, but I think they were in the playoffs the first year.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing with him is he's a builder. He's a builder, and he's not afraid to, I know the organization gave this dude $10 million, but this third-round quarterback here, really good, you know, and he has a beast in the backfield, Anthony Ginty, that can be a three down back just like Marshawn was. And I mean, their biggest thing, they got a veteran in Geno.
Yep.
Can their defense hold up? I mean, you got Max Crosby and you got a lot of other dudes, but Max Crosby is a one man damn wrecking crew that, you know, he needs some help up front. And, you know, they just lost Christian, who they, you know, gave all that money to last offseason over, you know, we talked about it on Friday as far as what's going on now. Some other stuff coming out now that, you know, we don't have to discuss.
We did briefly on the podcast.
Yeah, we did on the podcast.
If you want to check out the Off the Cuff podcast, that was probably the right place to discuss that stuff.
Yeah, we did it on the podcast. And
I will say this. I had forgotten the split.
I did.
Had forgotten the split.
It wasn't just a split.
It was more than that.
Because James Brown did the split. That was cool and all that. That kind of split right there you're trying to get it rained on you. You know what I'm saying? Like that'd get the band off the ones when she would do that.
Right.
But
not everybody knows what we're talking about, but those that do,
you know,
are laughing in their cars right now. All right. Yeah. They also have Brock Bowers, and they have a legitimate quarterback this year.
Yes.
I don't know how good they're going to be, but I don't know. I imagine the over-under for them is fairly low.
It'll be interesting.
5.5, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I think they can be okay.
I think they get 7.
I think so, too. I think they can be a decent team. So what did you want to do next?
I was going to say, we were talking about Jamal Adams. They're moving him to linebacker, which, I don't know, I guess. And also the quarterback competition just got one less in Cleveland.
Yeah,
Kenny Pickett's out with a hamstring, so that just moves everybody up one spot.
Then there were three.
Which
is how many they're supposed to be.
Yeah, but it's so crazy because of this whole thing as far as because who the fifth round quarterback is.
Yes,
and
that's
the news where you're like, okay, this guy said he was doing good. Well, this guy said he's not doing good. This guy said he's on the field while the other quarterbacks are throwing. He's over there throwing to an equipment manager.
Uh huh.
I'm just like, can we just get the plan?
Yeah.
So we all can, like, maybe lay our eyes on it and formulate our opinion. because there are some haters out there. Sure. I understand that. Yeah. In the Cleveland media.
Right.
And there are some people that probably overhype him.
But this is also the time of year where you can hate and get away with it.
Yes.
Once the season starts,
the play will show.
And if he's not playing, then there's no point in even hating anyway, because he was a fifth-round draft pick. It is amazing how much more, like, training camp rep breakdown there is for a fifth-round quarterback than there is for the guy who was drafted number one overall in Cam Ward, who no one's talking
about.
It really has to be one of the least hyped number one overall picks that I can remember. I hope he does great because I think he's a really good player, but it's wild how little people are talking about him. Kenny McIntosh, believed he suffered a torn ACL at Seahawks practice. You hate to see that.
Sucks like it. And then this is another one that we were talking earlier in the show about Moody going down and everything like this. Treylon Burke, I mean, he suffers a fractured collarbone. Saw the writing that my man Teron had put out there. He was dying for a ball.
Right.
And they talked about how great an offseason he had because he ain't been what they wanted him when they drafted him in first round out of Arkansas. But to say he did so well this summer, Andy, and everything, obviously trying to get a rapport with the young quarterback. And then
that doesn't help Cam Ward.
And then just was like made a spectacular catch. And then all of a sudden comes down and broke Frank's collarbone.
A couple guys got paid over the weekend. Rashawn Slater got a 4-year, $114 million contract.
I love that dude.
Chargers left tackle.
Yeah.
Jake Ferguson, tight end for the Cowboys, got a 4-year extension, $52 million there as
well.
Good for him.
Michaels is coming soon. I know Jerry and Steven were talking, and then Steven, talking about Jones, came with just the just raggedy ass statement ever.
Yeah.
Just raggedy. Like, are you serious?
Well, Jerry forgot his name.
If he wants to get paid,
which wasn't great.
If he wants to get paid, like,
to show us more that he wants to get paid or something like that.
Like really, like, Steven?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why it has to be like this there.
Because I know Jerry was at the podium and all the fans were yelling, pay Micah.
Yeah.
And everything like that. Yeah. And he's going to get paid. But it's just like one of the things where Jerry has to have the control of, I did it when I wanted to do it, period. This is all this is. And it's crazy that – because Micah Parsons is the best player on the team.
Yep.
On either side of the ball. Micah Parsons is the best player on the team.
Michael Parsons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
And also pretty good,
yeah.
I guess, according to Jerry.
Like, whatever, man. That's just whatever.
Well, we'll let you hear from our owner coming up next, or the Falcons owner, that is. Arthur Blank, he spoke at training camp over the weekend. High hopes, what he's looking for from the team, some thoughts on Kirk Cousins as well. So we'll get into all of that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.